and welcome back to the American Horror Story Hotel Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Brancy, and I am joined today by Christina, our other host for American Horror Story. Christina, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. This is a little bit late, guys, and we apologize for that. But we're just going to talk about last week's episode of American Horror Story. Because tomorrow, of course, will be a new episode, and we'll be on time this time, I promise. But it's just me and Christina tonight. Jess was unable to make it, but it's okay. We'll just talk about the episode, because let's be real here, guys. There's not a whole lot to discuss. This episode was pretty straightforward. Literally, the only thing that happened on this episode was we find out who the Ten Commandments killer is. Spoiler alert. It's John. No shit. We all knew that. You know what I mean? We've been saying it for weeks. People have been saying it online. It's pretty straightforward. We all kind of knew who it was going to be. I will say, we theorized that it was John Lowe. Christina, did you at any moment think that they were going to switch it up and make it somebody else so that we were wrong?
I thought that they were, but then the episode started, and I'm like, nah, it's going to be gone.
Yeah, I was in the same position because we've been theorizing that it's John pretty much the whole season. So before I watched the episode, I was like, okay, they're probably going to switch it up, and it's like going to be somebody random as hell. But no, that in fact did not happen.
They're going to make it Liz.
I know. I was like, it's probably going to be like Liz or something like nobody's expecting. So it was not a surprise to me when we found out that it was John. I don't know if there was a purpose to that or if we're going to see a mix up, because every single season of American Horror Story, there's always a big mystery. Season one, we had who is Rubber Man. Season two, you know, who's Bloody Face. Season three, who's the Supreme. So this season was who's the Ten Commandments killer. I did expect a little more mystery and suspense. I feel like we found out way too early. So I feel like they might mix it up a little bit. I don't know.
You never know. He's got to finish his work. What if he gets caught? Who's going to finish James March's work? Because it couldn't be him. If he
right.
gets locked up.
Right, and I'm hoping that that's the route that we go, because I really don't want this to be a case of, like, lazy writing, because it was so obvious to all of us that it was going to be John. Here's to hoping they give us something, because it does feel a little too early to be finding out all of this. So, hopefully. But as the episode kind of showed us, we got some flashbacks. We did get a little bit more of Sally's background, but still not much. Honestly, I still don't see much of Sally going on at all.
I don't either.
I mean, we got a little bit because she had this affair with John Lowe, who pretty much was kind of suffering from a split personality almost, because as Sally explains, the Hotel Cortez is a selfish bitch, basically, is what she says, and won't let you leave the same way you came in.
He probably definitely is suffering from, or was suffering from, split personality disorder.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But, I don't know. I guess we'll have to see how it plays out. But I think that it was a little anticlimactic to learn that it was John Lowe. And I feel like the entire episode, it was not my favorite, because it felt a little drawn out to me. And it was great to see, you know, the connection of how James March and John Lowe got involved in this whole scheme. But still.
I feel that. I liked the episode. I mean, it wasn't my favorite. I liked it.
Yeah, it wasn't the best ever, but I don't know.
I want to know more about Bartholomew. What the fuck is he? Why was he important?
Yeah, I do think we need to learn a little bit more about that. And we did see John Lowe interrupts James March's monthly dinner night with the Countess. So maybe we're going to continue to see little tidbits there. But other than that, I mean, I don't really think much else happened. Did it? I'm trying to think.
Well, John killed that one dude, the detective guy.
Yeah, that was like, that was so out of nowhere, too, when that happened. And he's like, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. And I was like, okay, dude, they had coffee. What is going on? Like, y'all are doing the absolute most over nothing.
Well, he had coffee with his wife.
Apparently, that is explicit to John Lowe. I don't know what kind of coffee dates he's been on before, but anyways. But hey, we did actually find out something we've been wondering as to why John's son was taken. So now we know why Holden was taken. It was to kind of push him over the edge a little bit.
True, true, which is so bad. But
awful.
At least we know.
Yeah, at least we know. Now, tell me this. Do you believe that should John find out the reason why Holden was taken, do you think that's going to alter his relationship with James March at all? Do you think we will find out?
Knowing American Horror Story, we probably won't.
Oh, good. So true. In American Horror Story, it's either really, really good or a bit of a logic fail at times. And I know that Ryan Murphy has been writing Scream Queens. And if anybody who's listening watches that too, I watch Scream Queens. And I think Scream Queens has been great. So I almost feel like Ryan Murphy puts more of his energy into one of his shows, so the other season of the other show falters. So I feel like the last season of Glee, he put so much effort into making the last season good that Freak Show kind of fell a little bit flat at times. So I think that's kind of what's going on here. He's putting so much energy into Scream Queens that maybe American Horror Story is lacking just a little bit. But I will say that the whole of the season has been either or it's been really good. And the last few episodes have been really good.
They have been.
So maybe it was just a little tiny lapse. Oh, and we see the nasty sex monster again.
I must have zoned out.
For like half a second, the little drill penis guy, which is nasty, and he needs to stay off my screen forever, permanently. I don't ever want to see that thing again. But James March kind of gives a passing remark about how, you created that thing because of the depraved acts that you guys commit here. And on the one hand, I'm like, okay, I guess I see how they're explaining that. But on the other hand, James March, who the fuck are you to say anything about depraved acts in this hotel? You know what I mean? Like, didn't he bang a corpse? I'm fairly certain he did in that flashback we saw.
I think he did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what the hell is he talking about?
I guess that's not in his mind.
I think James March has very specific standards for himself, and he separates that for other people. But, I mean, he's a serial killer, so it's not like we can exactly look to him for the greatest morals in the world. You know what I mean? Oh, my. But that's the thing about Evan Peters, is that he's so pretty and he's so charming that you don't even pay attention to the fact that he's this awful person. The character, I mean. Yeah, I mean, it goes back to Tate in season one. Tate was absolutely awful, but everybody loved him because Evan Peters is just so charming and he's so pretty to look at.
He is pretty to look at.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part of television. They make all the serial killers attractive, which should be illegal. But kind of like that they do that, because I feel like in society, it's the same way. People call out others so much for doing bad shit, but if they're pretty, then they ignore
then they
it.
They don't really pay attention.
Exactly. Like, what? Wasn't there, like, some news statement or whatever where this one guy was, like, arrested for, I think it was assault or something, and his mugshot, everybody was saying, was so attractive that they were like,
oh,
I'll
exactly
bail him out.
What you're talking about.
Yes! I don't remember his name or anything, but see, shit like that is why America is messed up.
I think that was New Zealand, though.
Well, the world's messed up, too.
Yeah.
The whole world is pretty messed up, but American Horror Story takes place just in the States. But either way, we're all a little messed up. Hopefully you're all not that messed up, but please separate between reality and fiction. Please.
Oh, for real, please.
Yes. Please do. Don't defend any real-life Tate or James Marches. Just don't do it.
Because if you do, you're added to the problem.
Yeah, you are a part of the problem if you do. Other than that, I think that's all that I had written down that I kind of wanted to throw out there. Jess could not make it, but she did want us to say we're pretty damn good at calling who and what is going to happen on American Horror Story, and I think she's pretty correct there. We've been calling this for, like, weeks.
She is right.
Correct. But I think that's really all I had. Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
That's pretty much everything.
Yeah. I know this seems really short, but I feel like this episode was kind of a filler episode, and it's good that we got the information and everything, but not a whole lot happened. A lot of it was flashbacks and kind of storytelling, but we will be back later this week to talk about, is this a mid-season finale? Do you know?
I think there are two more episodes left.
Two more, okay. So this will either be the last one or next week will be the last one until 2016. But until then, we are going to see you guys in a couple days to talk about that. But I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. And if you want to check out more of the American Horror Story recap shows, you can go to audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. On that same web address, you can find movie reviews, television reviews for a ton of other shows. You can also go to thevro.com where you will find everything, including convention news, giveaways, interviews, blog reviews, all kinds of stuff. You can also check out Variety Radio Online on Facebook, on Tumblr. We are on Instagram, and we are also on Twitter at The VRO. So thank you guys for joining us, and we will see you again next episode. Goodbye, guys.
Bye.